If the sequestration hits Friday, the fear is it'll bring job losses and furloughs with it. So how will that affect the local housing market? Has there already been an effect? Joining us live now, John McClain, senior fellow at George Mason University. John, is there enough information to see whether there's an effect in the run-up to sequestration?
Well, guys, you know, we don't have a lot of examples in past that's sort of like this one. Probably the closest that we experienced that we had was back in the mid-90s when we had all the federal workers had got furlough notices, and we had a real bump in the economy there for about probably 30 or 45 days before things recovered. This one's a little different. This is a bit scarier in terms of what the effects might be.
You know, one of the things that's been unusual about our housing market of late is the lack of inventory of for sale homes. What kind of impact would this have on that?
Well, I suppose it would actually shrink it even more. I mean, we're kind of surprised that the inventory is so low. It's because we thought that when the economy started getting better, as it did, that a lot of people would say, well, the housing market's recovering. I'd been holding off on putting my house in the market, so now I'll put it on the house in the market. And so we thought that there would be a lot of inventory doing that, and it hasn't happened. And I would think that if about somebody who's in the position that they might be thinking about putting their house on the market in the middle of a time when the economy that was starting to grow may have its feet cut out from underneath it. I think you might be a little reticent to put your house on the market. You might just say, this is not a good time.
But it's been pretty good for sellers recently. I mean, there are homes that are drawing more than one offer easily and
That's
quickly.
Right. Yeah.
But you've got to go someplace else then, right?
Well, I don't know. Where will they go, I guess, is a question.
What about the other side of the equation here? These people who, you know, may be in lining up, queuing up to buy, who may be federal employees.
Yeah.
What does that do to their ability to get a loan? Will the banks hold it up till this all gets settled?
Well, and you know, consumer confidence went down in December and January, and I think in retail sales, retail employment's down in the Washington area, and our hiring is not as robust as it has been. And I think those are all reflections of a caution by the decision makers in the economy that, wait a minute here, we're not sure what's going to happen, so we're just not going to do anything for a while. We're not going to hire people. And I think that kind of thinking could well, be in the minds of people who might be thinking to buy a new house, saying, well, wait a minute, I'm not so sure. And so that confidence kind of erodes and would take some effect in the housing market over time, particularly in the probably April, May kind of time frame, because it takes a while for some of these things to really take effect. But I think it will erode some of the confidence and will affect people's thinking about whether or not they should move ahead.
Boy, just what we needed. Things were going so well, too.
Yeah, they've been going great. I mean, we had sales were up 8% in January over last January. Prices were up 8%. Inventory's down 30%. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better confluence of factors in the housing market.
Absolutely. And this is happening. If it's quick, it's, you know, in and out, and maybe it's a blip on the screen, but if it lasts a little bit longer,
yes,
it's then going to happen at the worst time of the year when people love to sell their houses and buy them when the kids aren't in school.
That's exactly right. Spring is the beginning of a big season for the market.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you, John.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Too. See
John
you
McClain from George Mason University.